Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Ken Barkley, and you. All right, we'll get to the NHL playoffs coming up later this hour. We'll give you our bets for tonight coming up later this hour, including the Heat and the Sixers in the Eastern Conference play-in game to determine the 7th seed for the right to lose to my New York Knicks in the first round or beat them. We'll also get Tyler Morales' quote, robust card for the RBC Heritage. Some golf bets coming up later this hour from our friend Tyler Morales. But before we get to the bets for tonight, before we get to Tyler's bets with so much drama at the RBC, and before we get to NHL playoff thoughts, we got to wrap up the conversation. That word again, on the first round of the NBA playoffs, and we'll wrap up the conversation on the Western Conference here with the Nuggets and the Lakers while we await Oklahoma City's first round opponent, the winner of tomorrow night's game between the Sacramento Kings and now the Zion Williamson-less New Orleans Pelicans. Zion ruled out, and also if the Pelicans were to win, Zion ain't playing in the playoffs, so you're gonna be reevaluated in a few weeks, so not great for New Orleans. Also, I would say, like, not great for the Lakers, but also not great for the Nuggets that this is the first round series. Great for us as viewers, maybe for bettors also. Denver, minus 350 right now at BetMGM against the Lakers. LA plus 275. LA, the 7 seed by virtue of their win last night on the road in New Orleans. These two teams obviously played last year in the Western Conference Final. Denver sweeping that series. Like the most competitive 4-game sweep in any sport that I could remember watching in the 30 plus years that I've been watching. Like really good games, and Denver winning all of them in the end. So Denver a huge favorite here in the series. Denver winning the season series here 3-0 against LA. Ken, thoughts here on the Nuggets and the Lakers with Denver at minus 350?
I mean, look, I have a lot of Denver to win the title, and the Lakers-Pelicans fourth quarter played out the way it did, and I got really frustrated, and I swore out loud when it looked like the Pelicans were maybe going to win and get the spot, and now the Lakers get it instead. And I think I told you earlier today, like, the biggest compliment I can pay the Lakers in their competitiveness in this series is that I don't disagree with this price, which maybe looks, you know, you think, oh, wow, the Nuggets, like, they're so likely to win the title, they should be minus 500 against everybody. This is a weird one, and it's not like obviously they have a ton of dominance over the Lakers recently, not just in that 4-game series, but over the last couple regular seasons as well. Jokic has played extremely well. Anthony Davis has probably been his toughest guard, like in his career, probably, if you look at like some of those splits of against Jokic and against everybody else. So look, Denver has home court in the series, which is very important for them. So there's a lot of advantages built in for Denver. I'm not saying that the Lakers are going to win, just, okay, well, like, let's use those three. Let's view it through the prism of those three metrics we did last segment. Denver has a tremendous advantage in net rating this year, but that's the least important of the three. Top-end talent, and this is, I think, one of the differences from last year. Jokic, obviously, is going to win MVPs, first-team All-NBA player. That's great. LeBron and Anthony Davis, I think, are both going to make All-NBA this year. Anthony Davis definitely will, and probably second-team. And LeBron might be, like, probably not a second-team player, but maybe a third-team player. And they're both pretty healthy. Davis has, it's like he has spasms like other people, you know, whatever, some other way to finish that joke. Like, he just, it seems to happen to him all the time. He's dealing with a lot of ailments, but like pretty healthy. And LeBron's healthy. And last year he absolutely was not. So the top end talent is more negligible than with a lot of matchups, even though you would say Jokic is the best player in the world. They have an advantage. Playoff experience, this is one of the probably 2 to 3 teams in the tournament where Denver does not win that. And the Lakers have more playoff experience than they do. And so when viewed through this new prism, you can kind of see how this is a little, you get a little tight when you start thinking about Denver making it past the series into the finals. Not that they're going to lose, but just it's maybe going to be a little closer than you'd expect. My expectation, something else to consider too, the first round is the series that takes the longest, which has the most days between games. That is something that is extremely advantageous for the Lakers, which was not true last year, where the Western Conference Finals was every other day. And that was one thing that hurt the Lakers, was the fatigue for LeBron, who was dealing with an injury, and Anthony Davis. Like, yeah, the Lakers are fragile, so their best chance to beat the Nuggets is a series where they get to play a lot of games like last night. And rest a bunch going into the game and play max minutes and play really well and be healthy. And this is their best chance to beat Denver. Much rather play Denver now than play them later in the postseason. Maybe Davis is even unhealthy by then and LeBron's unhealthy by then. Like, it's totally possible. So it does create the conditions for an upset. I still think Denver will win, but I actually considered betting, like, I thought the price on Lakers +2.5 games was actually pretty interesting. People be like, how are you going to bet that when the Nuggets literally win every single game that they play? The setup here is pretty advantageous for the Lakers, not to win, but to be really competitive. And then, you know, we'll see kind of what happens down the road. Games 5, game 6, game 7, you know, -160, I think, on the +2.5. So they lose 4-2 and, you know, maybe not even that competitive of a series. That was all actually pretty interesting to me. So I think it's actually Lakers to be a little more competitive than we think is probably the way that I'm going to bet this series.
And look, like, they did get swept last year, the Western Conference Final. But as I said, they're in it every single game. And then it was just Denver's execution at the end. It was just so insane that they won every single game.
Right.
You know, the Lakers could definitely win a game or two. I like the Nuggets in the series, but I agree with you that the Lakers could obviously keep it a little more competitive. Do you have, like, any thoughts on the game one line with the Nuggets close to a 7-point favorite, like a juice 6.5 right now at BetMGM? This game's gonna be on Saturday. Denver -6.5, 223.5 the total. Like, if you think the Lakers can be competitive in the series, do you want to take them plus the points here on the road in game one?
It does. I feel like people have kind of gone back and forth on how to play LeBron in some of these series, where I think the argument is he will frequently use game one as like a feel out game for his own statistics, where he won't have great performances. But then you have like the finals game one against the Warriors, the last time they played, where he had like 52, 18, and 12. It's just,
and isn't
like,
that, you know, there this, are some, isn't that, well, this more than, right, it's been more than, it's like the other way against this team that they got almost cursed, handled by last year.
I think, look, I mean, you have two teams that have played a lot of competitive games against each other, and you have a big number. You have, I'll be really interested to see how Denver comes out right out of the gate in with a ton of time off, and having to, they didn't have to play, like, I say meaningful games. They were trying to get the one seed. The games were meaningful, but there is a difference in the quality of play and the quality of, like, efficiency and sets that are being run and defensive intensity when you're playing, like, Victor Wembanyama and a cast of misfits, and when you're playing a game like this. And it's just, it's not that it has to go a certain way, but again, sort of like the series price, it's the kind of setup that makes you a little more cognizant of an upset than a conference finals, when the teams are in their routines and it's every other day and, like, this is what it is. Nothing about the start of this series is normal. Like, ton of time off. The Lakers have played a game and the Nuggets didn't, so the Lakers played like a playoff intensity level game. You could argue the last game against the Pelicans was a playoff intensity game because of how the teams were viewing the seeding in the tournament. So it's all the spacing between the games. It's all just a little weird. And I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me if this was a slightly closer series than the market expected, even given that the price in the series is, you know, like a -300, -350 kind of price. Could see it, like, taking longer than people expect.
Can you please, what is that price again for Lakers +2.5 games that you referenced?
What did I say before? -170, -160?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah, I just, because as you're talking, and you bring up the San Antonio game, which was last Friday night, which, like, Like, the Nuggets, like, never lose that game. Again, they lost. And look, like, it required Wembanyama having, like, this transcendent, like, alien-like performance. He's great.
Yes.
But Denver, but, like,
the old
Denver's
alien-like
had a couple of those.
Right. Yeah.
But Denver's had a couple of games like that, right? Where in the second half of the season, even obviously the first half is whatever, earlier in the season leading into the All-Star break. But they've had a couple losses, like the Kyrie, like you know, the skyhook to win the game from the foul line. It's like a couple, like, strange ones here. I like that thought that I don't think the Lakers will win the series, but maybe make it a little more competitive than people think. So I do think Denver will win the series. And we'll give, like, more updated thoughts on what we think in game one tomorrow, which is our final show together of the week. And then we'll be back on Monday. I foresee myself taking the points of the Lakers game one on Saturday. I'm looking for like seven, plus seven for the Lakers on the road in Denver. You better you bet with Nick and Ken rolling through the first round of the NBA playoffs. Let's go to the East now. Let's do the Bucks and Pacers first, the 3-6 matchup in the East, where Milwaukee opens, I want to say around minus 240 in the series. And I think organic interest, Ken, in the Pacers, coupled with the pessimistic report yesterday about Giannis and his availability, at least early in the series. And we've seen Giannis, you know, a couple years ago in, like, the series against Atlanta. You know, we thought he was going to be dying. I remember I was on vacation when that happened, when Giannis got hurt, and then he's back, like, the next game. Last year against Miami, it looked like he'd be out for longer, came back. They still ended up losing. But we've seen Giannis have, like, quick returns from injury. But it seems like at the very least he'll miss, like, the first couple games at home. And maybe he's back for game three, or maybe not. So organic interest, Ken, in the Pacers, after what Indiana did, handling Milwaukee in the regular season, winning the season series, including in-season tournament, 4-1, albeit those games happening before Doc Rivers was the coach. I don't know if that's good or bad. So interest in Indiana with the pessimistic report on Giannis leaves us now with Milwaukee minus 120, Pacers even money to win the series. The Pacers are a road favorite now at Milwaukee, game one on Sunday. Indiana minus 1, 233.5. Unpack it for us, please, Bucks and Pacers.
Normally, when you have like in any sport, like a really seismic piece of news information and it drives a betting market, normally I would kind of take the approach of like, well, let's see how far out this gets. And I'll probably want to at some point play back on the other side in some way, view it as a buy point on the team that no one wants. That is how that is how I would typically look at things like this. The inherent problem with this one is that, like, so Kawhi, for example, we'll do like the cross comparison. The Clippers are like, I can't believe I'm going to say this because it's the Clippers, are a stable, like, functional culture and organization. Good coach, other star players. They all played a lot over the course of the regular season. And when they played very well. Like, there's a lot to like about the Clippers as like a big picture concept. Like, the team this year, aside from Kawhi, who is awesome, but there's still a lot to like. There's nothing to like about Milwaukee. Nothing. Like, since Doc Rivers took over as the coach, they're under 500 over like 50 games. They're terrible. And when Giannis has missed some of these games, what has stood out the most is that all of the other players are not very good. And none of them are athletic, and none of them can defend whatsoever. And this has actually made me think Giannis is better than I thought originally, because in these absences, some of the games that they play, I go, oh my God, look at this team. They're brutal. They're so much worse than I even thought. And that's like a testament to how good Giannis is, probably, and the type of season that he had. What was it, 30-plus points per game and 60% field goal? Like, nobody's ever done that before, and he did it. So normally it's like, well, you got to wait and buy Milwaukee. Nobody wants him. I don't want him either. Now, do I want Indiana? Eh? But, like, I am thinking about betting the Clippers in that series. Like, I'm thinking about that they can be more competitive, that can be fun, that there are a lot of things to like about the Clippers' quality in addition to Kawhi. I can't find a single thing to like here. And I actually think the way that I'm going to play this is to hope that Giannis comes back and bet the Pacers in the game that he comes back in. And, like, bet that the market has this huge rebound. Like, well, now they've solved it. Like, he's going to come back. Big favorite. Or like down 2-0, 3-1, and I think this thing's such a dumpster fire, you're going to get a great price on the dumpster fire, like to continue to be a dumpster fire. Like, you're going to get a great price on fading that, which I think is the only thing I'd want to do. Like, how many situations come up like this, like 50 games, and they're just bad, and they can't defend, and everybody stinks. I mean, look at what Lillard's done the last 2 weeks. Shooting like 30% from three the last 2 weeks in games that don't matter. What's this going to be? What's this going to be like? So I just, I like to be contrarian. I like to find these kind of spots to do this stuff. Might do it with the Clippers. It doesn't mean the Bucks have to lose. I will not bet them in this series.
And just, especially without Giannis, the Halliburton-Lillard matchup is just, I mean, like, Lillard's never going to be able to stay in front of him ever. Ever. Did I say
Yeah, if you
ever?
track
Have
me
I
games,
punctuated that enough?
233 and a half the total in game one. Makes perfect sense.
Okay, so like that's, what was the total when these two teams played in the in-season tournament semifinal? Like 240 something?
240 some of Giannis obviously played in the game and a great defensive player, but obviously their primary scorer too.
Yeah, I'm curious as to like what these totals will look like as the series moves along here.
Oh, where's this going?
I'd like to I'm trying to work up the gumption to like bet Milwaukee somehow in the series against the Pacers, but can't do
I
it until I have
can't
some
get
more
there.
information.
And you know me, I would take a I'll take a contrarian leap of faith on a lot of stuff, especially with a big price move. There's just nothing to like here. There just isn't. I mean, just that's just not there's just not the way I think this is gonna go.
What do you think it's going to close at, the series price? This,
Pacers
or is
favored.
Indiana going to end up favored? Yeah, right. Indiana's going to
Yeah.
end up favored. I agree with that. Maybe that'll be the time to bet Milwaukee. For me, at least. Coming up next, Cavs Magic and the NHL postseason. Nick and Ken, you better you bet.